Hello, my name is Leticia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am.
Okay, how can I try to assist you?
I need you to find a phone number for me that is was created just for child care centers and schools. I think it was a head nurse something of it in Montgomery. And I have lost my numbers in my telephone and I can't find it. And it's just, and this was done probably 4, 5, 6 months ago.
I have no idea.
Well, can you contact someone? I looked on the website. I called your number. The website, there's not one, and it directed me to another number, and they directed me to the nursing homes. So I'm looking at the guidelines for child care facilities. It was put on the website by the ADPH May of 20. And my question is, what updates has been made on that since May of 20?
Have you gone to ADPH.org's website?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Or CDC.gov?
The CDC, of course, as it says, it doesn't still, you know, you still have to go back to the state. So I'm wanting to find out that phone number. Or if you can look and see if any of the guidelines, the ADPH guidelines that is on your website, it's under...
And it cares?
Under... Child care facilities under the ADPH. It says guidelines for child care facility, Alabama.
I know there was a link.
And now it comes up and it just shows the guidelines and there's nothing else on it. It's not showing any kind of. So I need a phone number or if you can look and see where that link is.
There was, let's see.
It's like limited sharing.
A flyer.
Now the schools, Alabama Department of Health with the schools, I pulled it and it was last updated. March 25th of 21. Well, I know, I just feel like child care centers would be updated too. I pull up on child care under that, and it says, hold on a minute. Okay, I'll look at, it just says all these different topics, so I think I might have found it myself. So.
Oh. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because I'm still
scrolling through.
Can you still look, see if you can find me that phone number?
I don't see a phone number. I see different links on the Department of Public Health websites under different topics. I haven't come across anything specifically relating to daycare, child care facilities, and I know they used to have a flyer pertaining to
see, like some of the things it's not answering.
Child care.
In other words, it's not telling me if we still got to be 6 feet apart, if we still have to have the same family unit of the children in the classroom with the teacher. These kind of questions I don't see
right.
Any under resources. I don't see any of that on there.
I'm waiting. 10 things you can do to manage your COVID. Okay.
I'm going to look under child care toolkit and see what this is.
Cover coughs and sneezes, exclusion and readmission criteria. Okay, let's see what this
okay.
is.
Okay, let me see what
communicable
this is.
Communicable disease charts for Alabama schools and child care. Oh, that's just a list of different things. Well, I just lost it. Let me see if I can find it again.
See, I just need to know when these things were updated because I think I found it, but I don't know when this was last updated.
It's normally in the bottom left-hand corner. Let me see.
And that's, I'm going on this. I'm going to the very bottom.
Alabama map. Let's see what this one says. Healthy child care. Please don't tell me what this is for. Proposed healthy child care nurses. I don't know what this map is for. Key times to clean and sanitize. Wash your hands. Wait. Wear gloves. Checklist. Please read before entering poster. Let's see what this says. If you have fever, chills, headaches, body aches, sore throat,
2020.
Please call our office before coming inside. Okay, that's something for them to post.
Give me that phone number.
I don't see a phone number.
But it says you to call on it. Oh, mercy. Oh, mercy.
For non-health personnel. But let's say, okay, so let's see what this is for. Isolation and quarantine time frame. Maybe isolated for at least 10 days after symptoms, at least 24 hours since resolution of fever. But it's not, okay, close contacts without symptoms. Incubation period, quarantine, 14 days. Monitor for symptoms daily. Okay, this one was effective February the 18th of 2021. Let's see what else they got. Parent checklist. What's on the parent checklist? That one was revised September of 20. Please wear a mask. Okay, so I can't read that little bit right at the bottom. Let's see. Quarantine versus isolation. Safe and healthy diapering procedures.
Now, where can you tell me where you're at on that? Because what I'm looking at is back in 2020. It says COVID toolkit for child care settings 2020. And
okay,
you got that in February 21. So I need to know where that is. I mean, what
that one was just a flyer. So on ADPH website.
Can you email me that flyer?
I can't. Mm-mm. No, ma'am, we're not allowed to do that. But if you go to adph.org, on the far left-hand side, there's a list of options you can click on. The first one says Coronavirus Disease 2019 homepage.
I don't want something. Okay, hold on, man. I'm going to do what you're telling me to do. I'm sorry I'm keeping you on the phone.
It's okay.
I'm starting to have COVID-19 guidelines for school.
Uh-huh.
But
under that list, there's a child care link. Click on child care.
Well,
and so they're different.
Like
ma'am.
DPH.org. All right. Now let's see. Okay. I see the top 10 get vaccinated.
Mm-mm, it's on the far left-hand side. It's in black.
This is in blue.
Do you see a list of links in blue? It's a black tab, but it's high, the print is in white.
What I'm seeing is top 10. And so that's
right under top 10. It's the first one. It says coronavirus COVID-19. Do you see that? It's on the blue. Okay. And then it goes to black and the white print. So under that list, do you see child care? And then schools K through 12 is right up under that one.
Yes, ma'am. And let me see.
All right. So under child care, that's what I was reading from.
Okay. All right. And that's...
There's a COVID-19 child care toolkit.
What's the date
on this?
That's what I clicked on a while ago, and it's giving me 2020. So...
Right.
But this one, it still doesn't tell me. I've already been on this one. This is what I was on originally.
Okay.
And I don't see under the resources, do you see anything that tells you as far as the maintaining in a family unit in the classroom? It's going to go back to the Alabama pH guidelines of May of 2020. And
right.
I'm wanting to see if there's any updates from that. I'm the executive director of Lars Child Care Center. We've got nearly 200 children. And I know everything else is being, you know, being updated and everything. So I want to make sure that what we have still got to do and what we can kind of not do. So.
I really don't know. I don't think I can do is prompt you to kind of just screen through their website. Because that's all that I see. It's not telling me any more information besides this. It's not even telling me about them still being 6 feet apart. But, of course, that's a CDC guideline. So, and I know ADPH is still following through with CDC guidelines as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just have to check myself because I mean, like I said, I don't see anything. I've already been to the CDC. And,
yes,
but I
ma'am.
Do, it goes back to your own original state. That's why I wanted
okay.
to go back to the ADPH, which is what I usually go with first.
Yes, ma'am.
But the toolkit is the one that was dated back in 2020. So that's not updated.
Right. Right, and it doesn't look like it has been because all the information is still the same. I mean, they're still in quarantine. Some schools are still closed. Some schools are open. So nothing has changed since then. So they probably didn't see a need to update it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But yes, ma'am, I'm sorry about that.
Well, now, like where the CDC has recommended 3 feet now rather than 6 in the public
school. Okay, I didn't know that.
That's on the CDC's website. It's a recommended.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
What is Alabama? What are they doing? So it looks like I'm like you. There's nothing been updated except
yes,
this.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
updated. True. Yeah, I don't see anything since then.
One of these. Okay. Thank you
all right,
so much.
Sweetie.
For your-
Oh, you're
right.
So welcome, and thank you for calling the COVID-19 vaccine line. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.